In today's Leader Feeder, we look at three tips for how to handle conflict between employees on your team.
Okay, listen. What? I'm getting really sick and tired of losing my tool to you, okay?
What are you talking to me for?
Who else has access to my toolbox?
You never lock them.
I shouldn't have to lock
them. Hey, break it up, Get back, What is this? You two clowns keep this up, and you'll both be fired by the end of the day. Now get back to work. I'll be watching.
Many leaders and people in general don't like conflict, and the tendency is to avoid it. But when you've got two team members on your team in a heated argument, you're going to need to take control of the situation and ultimately try to resolve it. So let's look at three tips. One, remember that emotion trumps logic, and people can't logically solve a problem when they're emotional. So your first task as a leader is to separate the team members in order to give them the time they need to calm down. It might even be necessary to send the employee home for the balance of the shift. But don't send them out at the same time, because you don't want a fist fight breaking out in the parking lot. Second, meet with each person individually to find out what caused the problem and a potential solution. Then you can get them back together to work out a way that they can get the work done. Team members don't have to love one another, but they do need to work together. And third, get agreement that the unacceptable behaviors won't continue, and explain the consequences if they do. This could include disciplinary action or termination. Remember that most conflicts don't resolve on their own. Therefore, your role as the leader is to help them overcome the conflict and develop a mutual understanding of how to work together. Handling shop floor conflict just comes with the territory as a frontline leader. And if we can help you with any other resources, please visit us at frontlineleadership.com.